From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. An American health worker infected with Ebola heading back to the United States for treatment at the National Institutes of Health. Patient who had volunteered to treat Ebola cases in Sierra Leone is expected to arrive at the NIH facility outside of Washington later today. Patient's identity has not been released. Early, a female British Army medic who contracted Ebola while working in Sierra Leone was flown back to Britain. World Health Organization says more than 10,000 people have died from the Ebola virus outbreak since December of 2013, most of them in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. VOA sources in Somalia reporting that an apparent U.S. drone strike has killed a top official of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Somali officials and individuals close to Al-Shabaab tell the VOA Somali service the drone strike hit a vehicle late Thursday outside of a southwestern town, Bardir. They say the targeted car belonged to Adan Garar, a top official in Al-Shabaab's security service. Sources tell VOA the vehicle was destroyed in the drone strike and Garar was killed. U.S. officials have yet to confirm the reported strike or the death of Garar. He is believed to have links with the gunman who attacked Kenya's Westgate Mall in 2013, killing 60 people. Germany's top diplomat is warning against supplying Ukraine with lethal weaponry in its fight against pro-Russia separatists, saying such a move could trigger a dangerous permanent escalation of the crisis facing Kiev and Moscow. He said that giving such weapons to Ukraine could send the ongoing conflict out of control. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces say militiamen are tightening their grip on Tikrit in an attempt to wrest the city from the Islamic State militants. Rebel gunmen and bombs have slowed progress as military and volunteer fighters push toward the center of the IS stronghold from two directions. Commanders of the offensive say the operation, now in its second week, is advancing gradually and deliberately. Thousands of Iraqi troops teamed up with volunteer militias early last week to push the Islamic State back from the front line. The top U.S. general in South America is warning about areas of weakness where Islamic State fighters could try to infiltrate the Western Hemisphere. VOA's Carla Babb has details from the Pentagon on General John Kelly's remarks.
There's a lot of people coming and going, and it only takes one to cause you problems.
General John Kelly says about 100 Islamist militant recruits have left the Caribbean and South America to train and fight in Syria.
I would suspect they'll get good at, while they're in Syria, get good at killing and pick up some real job skills in terms of explosives and, you know, beheadings and things like that. And everyone's concerned, of course, if they come home.
Home for this handful of fighters falls in the U.S. geographic sphere of influence. They hail from Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Suriname, and Venezuela. General Kelly says if the recruits return to their home nations, they could potentially come up through cross-border networks to get to the U.S. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Pakistan and Afghanistan have announced plans to work together over the next 4 months, trying to document about 1 million Afghans who are believed to be living illegally in Pakistani cities. Ayaz Gul has details.
The protracted Afghan refugee situation in Pakistan has become a major irritant in bilateral relations because Pakistani authorities are increasingly blaming the refugees for a rise in criminal and militant activity in parts of the country. Over the past 3 months, police raids against Afghan-dominated neighborhoods and refugee camps have helped spur an exodus of more than 50,000 Afghans back into Afghanistan. Most of them are said to be undocumented Afghans whom Pakistani authorities consider a security threat. Pakistan wants all registered Afghan refugees to leave by the end of 2015. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Pacific island nation of Vanuatu bracing for a close brush with a Category 5 tropical storm. Center of Cyclone Pam is expected to pass 100 kilometers off the coast tonight, packing winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour. Also, it should have heavy rains. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.